Jessica, thank you for joining us. Last week, pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol building. Many people in New Mexico are calling on Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin to step down due to comments that he made while being at the pro-Trump rally while the events at the Capitol took place.
Yes, so Commissioner Griffin had traveled to D.C. as part of Cowboys for Trump, which is a political action committee that he founded. He was there, he said, to participate in a rally and to listen to the president speak. But during his trip there, he made his way over to the Capitol building just as a tide of protesters began to storm the building. Now, he said he was there. He witnessed a couple of things. He was on the terrace of the U.S. Capitol building as these protesters forced their way into the Capitol building. Commissioner Griffin is a fan of social media and posted to Facebook a video in which he called those who others are calling rioters, violent rioters, he called them everyday Americans and patriots. And he made some very interesting comments in those videos in which he said, you know, that this was just a repercussion of legislators not listening to what was happening in America and also alleging that further violence would come. So on the home front, that resulted in a lot of criticism for him. There was an ongoing effort to remove him from his seat on the Otero County Commission. And because of some of those statements, his official Cowboys for Trump Twitter feed has been suspended. That means he can no longer make posts. Now, this kind of follows the same lead that Twitter and Facebook have taken as they suspended President Donald Trump's social media platforms for inflammatory and somewhat non-factual remarks.
Okay, I want to move on and talk about Alamogordo schools now. They are getting Wi-Fi hotspots in the area. What can you tell us about this and how it can possibly help students who are needing to complete their remote learning online?
Right, so we're talking about hundreds of students in a area that is pretty rural, and you know, there are some disparities in access to internet among the families that are Alamogordo School District services. So Alamogordo School officials distributed Wi-Fi hotspots. They're devices that allow students to connect remotely to the internet and go online to learn. Those began distributing January 4th. The reality is that, you know, as much as we try to give students access, there are still those who do not. But if you are in need, you're welcome to connect with the Alamogordo Public School District to let them know that you would like one of these devices. Keep in mind that across New Mexico, most students are in a online virtual classroom setting for the rest of the semester.
Okay, Jessica, thank you for the update this week. We'll talk with you next week on Alamogordo Now.
Look forward to it.